I'm being joined by the Dyke New Hartford boys 4x100-meter relay that is qualified for the Drake Relays. To start off, let's just go around the room, have each state your name and your grade. Start over here.
Jacob Birch, Jr.
Devin Lott, Sr.
Noah Borcherding, Sr.
Aiden Wilson, sophomore.
All right, so first question for you guys, I guess how many years have each of you guys been doing track and field? Did y'all like start in middle school, junior high, or what's kind of your guys' history?
I started seventh grade.
I've been running track since, would have been seventh grade, but we had COVID, so I guess eighth grade.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I started eighth grade year. I had an injury seventh grade year, so I couldn't run, but...
I gotcha. So, pretty veteran group for the most part. Have you guys all been doing sprints most of your career, or what's kind of your guys' history here in track and field?
I started with eights in, like, seventh grade, and then eighth grade year, I did, like, ones and fours mostly.
I gotcha.
And then I've been at ones and twos since high school started.
I'm kind of the same. I've always kind of been a distance runner since I was younger. Junior high, dual sported with football and cross country. Junior high, I really only ran fours through the mile. Freshman year, I was mainly mid-distance, fours and eights, and then kind of as the years have gone on, I've gone more from the fours to the twos and ones, and just along those lines.
Yeah, I've kind of always been a sprinter. I mean, ones and twos always, and now just a little bit of long jump dabbled in there. That's about it for me.
Yeah, I'd say mostly just a sprinter for me. I think 400s are just getting too long for me.
You bet. And for this season specifically, in the 4x1, can you guys tell me a little bit about, your guys' group that you guys have, gotten put together this year, and how you guys have kind of progressed, from the start of the season up to this point now?
Yeah, I really had no idea what we could do this year. And, I mean, I don't think we're necessarily the most, like, fast group you'd see. I think, our handoffs are good, and I think we just work well on a relay together. Yeah,
I didn't. You
go. I think we all have, like, good relationships together, and we can, like, bond well, so it helps a lot.
Yeah, when I initially saw this relay put together for the first time, I was kind of like, oh, geez, this is our group. And, we've worked with it. We've worked on our relay or our handoffs. They've gotten better as the year's gone on. And, yeah, really proud of what we've done so far.
All right. When it comes to, going down to the Drake Relays, I think your time is around, 51st place in the field right now. What are going to be the goals for you guys? Obviously, it's only eighth to make it to the finals, so very exclusive final group, I guess. What's going to be kind of a realistic goal for you guys down at the Drake Relays?
Really, I mean, we're just hoping to run another PR and see, what we can do. The competition down there is really good, and I think that's something we're looking forward to. Running against people that will pull you along and make you push faster and harder, and just couldn't ask for a better environment than Drake Relays to do that.
Yeah, I think just like enjoying our time there, and getting ready for state and just feeling out the track.
We've been getting better. I think every time we've shaved off time, we haven't gotten backwards. So I think just going down there and doing the best again would be just a great step forward.
Yeah.
And regardless of how things go at Drake, obviously you'll still have a whole lot more to go after that. How can this team continue to take more steps forward, continue knocking that time down? Because obviously you guys are gonna have a pretty good shot at hopefully getting back down there to state in a few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a month, just keeping everybody healthy mainly, and then we'll keep running these and keep shaving off time.
Yeah, especially with this race, it really comes down to handoffs. I mean, you can have some really fast guys, but if your handoffs aren't good, it's not going to matter. So just continuing to work on that and practice and, really just keep doing what we're doing.
I think I have to go with Aiden said, just keeping everyone healthy, going day by day and not just, like, looking into forward as much.
You bet. When it comes to each of you individually, obviously you guys are, pretty elite in the 4x1, but how about some of the other events that you guys are participating in this year? How have some of those gone for you guys?
The other day we just ran our sprint med. We put that together for maybe like the second time this year. Ran a pretty good time, low 135s. And then our 4x4 too last night did a really good job. They went 3:30, something like that, PR for the year. So, just keep getting better.
Yeah, we've put in our like main 4x2 together, I think, maybe once, and popped a pretty good time. I think it was a low 132, so still got a lot of way to go for state, but it's a good start.
Is that the same same group four, or is that?
No,
oh,
it's
okay.
That three of us in the
should be
cotton booster.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, our 4x2, like Rich said, has been doing pretty good. And then, yeah, it's been, I suppose.
You had any open events then that you've been?
Nothing great. It's just sort of long jump.
Oh,
I've been kind of doing that a little bit and getting better at that, so that's kind of fun, right? But might have a shot at state. We'll see, though.
You
we'll
bet.
See.
Down open one a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
What about you? Any open events or other events that you're in here this
year?
Yeah,
just open one mainly. Just kind of jumping around each year. So.
Mm-hmm. Aside from track and school, what else is keeping you guys busy this time of year?
That's about it.
You guys got prom coming up.
Yeah, we got prom this weekend, I suppose. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to hustle back, aren't you?
Yeah.
For you guys that are seniors this year, what are your guys' future plans for after graduation?
I'll be going to UNI, study biology on the pre-dental track.
Yeah, I'll be going to UNI as well. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm undecided, right? But
I gotcha.
Going there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much, and we'll catch you down there.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.